Welcome to Real Weddings with Sarah. I'm Sarah Kennedy from The Isle by Sarah Kennedy, one of Ireland's leading sources for wedding inspiration, advice and support. Real Weddings with Sarah brings you an inside scoop of some of Ireland's best loved personalities and celebrity weddings, as well as some stellar wedding advice. Join me as I indulge on all the wedding gossip. Welcome back to Real Weddings with Sarah, the Bridal Suite series. Today I am back in the Grand Malahide, which is absolutely stunning, breathtaking. Now, we have a very special episode today. I am joined by two gorgeous people who are right in the heat of planning their wedding. I'm joined today by Kate and Michael, who you might actually know went viral when Michael shared his crazy Excel spreadsheet on how to actually figure out what guests you're bringing to your wedding. We'll talk about that in a little while, but guys, let's get stuck in. This series of Real Weddings with Sarah is proudly sponsored by Aurelia Cosmetic Clinics, who specialise in bridal cosmetic essentials from skin prep to more advanced treatments. You can learn more about them over on aurelia.ie. You're so welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us.
We're so excited.
Look at you, full of wedding, pent-up wedding planning bliss.
We're in the thick of it now, so yeah. It's pretty much consuming our lives at this point, but in a good way.
In a good way. Yeah, well, look, will you bring me back a little bit, right? First of all, I've given an introduction, as you know, where I've just said who you are, and I've talked about the spreadsheet, which we will come to in due course.
Absolutely.
However, you guys live this double life with this amazing brand, which I went down the rabbit hole, and I'm like, love, love, love. Can you tell us about what you guys do?
Yeah, well, I think, as we were saying when we were walking up, we both have like five jobs each, so it's never boring anyway. But we have a brand together called Callow, and I have one here. Just, you know, a little promotion. You have to.
You have to.
They're vegan leather handbags, and they're actually made out of apple skins. So they're like they're plant-based material, which is really cool. So they're like sustainable. We have a few different colors as well. So this is like our little baby.
It's our first child.
Yeah, it's our first child.
Well,
very important.
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she lovely? Indeed. Which are in Arnott's.
Yeah, we are.
That's a big coup to get placement in Arnott's.
So cool.
As an Irish brand.
I know, it's deadly. We won their, I don't know if you know their pitch competition.
Yeah.
So we won that in 2023. Yeah. So we've been in there ever since.
And you've maintained it, which is amazing. Yeah, amazing. Fun. Well, look, I'll definitely be shopping that. But look, you know, well, I'm glad that you have the bag now to fall back on to fund the wedding.
I know.
Because we have to get stuck into this.
Yeah.
Bring me back and tell me about the proposal, first and foremost.
Do you want to take that over?
Of course.
So this is his story.
There you go. We got engaged in Greece in July 2024. We were together 6 years at that stage, so we,
just to make sure.
Yeah.
You can never be too sure.
Exactly. You have to go past five. I think once you hit five, it's like,
No. So we grew up together in our 20s, and I think we both knew it was coming, but...
Yeah.
For my 30th, we went away, and I kind of decided that's where we were going to do it. So the first, I think, 2 days, I was just straight to recon. I was like looking up different locations, going out for like walks.
Yeah, you kept going for walks, which I was like, why do you need to get away from me so much?
Yeah, no. So I had like four different locations depending on where we were going to go for dinner
so where you could seamlessly drop in.
Exactly, yeah. Also, while knowing like I'd have to somehow like bring a tripod because
I wanted it to be filmed.
So we found like a destination that, you know, naturally, oh sure, we'll just go get a couple's photo there, that'd be lovely, set the tripod up, and then job done.
So did you know it was coming? Did you have an idea?
He hates me saying this, but like, yeah, of course I did. Yeah. I think like
all that work.
Women are so intuitive. And like, I think when you know each other so well,
and when you're together so long as well.
Yeah. And because I literally said I would love to get engaged abroad, I'd love it to be filmed. You know, there's like things that I asked for in advance. Yeah. So like when all these things were happening, I was like, tick, tick, tick. This is...
Tonight's the night.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I did know.
So did you expect it to happen in that moment? Did you know there and then tonight's the night he's going to propose, or did it still come as a surprise?
I'm so sorry, but I fully knew. Like, I did. I mean, of course, like, I don't know. There was just, I just knew you were a little bit off. you were like, let's go take pictures over there. And I was like, that's not something he would normally ask. Like, it's usually me being like, can we go take pictures? But he said it first.
Yeah.
And then the bringing up the tripod. And there was just like, there was just little things that I was like,
and
I know
the ring was
happening.
Hanging out in the pocket. And it was just so obvious.
It's so funny because in the video, actually, you can see like before it happened, you can see the box like sticking out of his pocket. I actually didn't see that at the time. But like, it's so funny when you look back and you like see all the little things.
I actually love that because the story in itself is so unique as well. Yeah, you know, just hearing the story. And when you got engaged, like, did both of you straight away, were you straight into like planning mode, or did you step back and go, let's just enjoy everything? And like, how did you take it?
We kind of took a bit of time to enjoy it, didn't we?
Yeah, it was nice. I think we knew we would probably be looking at a wedding 2 years out.
Yeah.
So for the first couple of months, it was very much just have a nice engagement party, celebrate with friends and family, enjoy the whole process rather than like get straight into it. But I think once we kind of made that decision to get into planning mode, like the excitement and the momentum started to begin.
So with that in mind, the venue is obviously the biggest thing you have to pick. Yeah, so what have you decided to do?
So I think we always wanted to go abroad. That was like something that wasn't even really a question. We did look at maybe one or two venues in Ireland, but just to kind of confirm that we
Your
wanted.
Your choice. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So what did you book?
So we booked a venue in the Algarve. In Portugal, it's a vineyard. It's called Morgado de Quinto. It's actually not, because we did obviously see a few venues in Portugal. We went over for a week and it did a little tour around. And
did you do that with the planner or by yourself?
Yes, we have like the most amazing planner who we are obsessed with. Her name's Nessa.
You do need that when you're
100%.
I know of Nessa. I've heard of her.
Like, we've become like friends with her now. Like, I feel like we're going to be friends with her after all this. And she cares so much about it as well. You can tell, like, it's so her passion. But yeah, she brought us around different venues, and the venue we chose, actually, we had been to a wedding there before. So Michael's cousin got married there and we absolutely loved it. And we were like, if we ever got married one day, like, this was way before we got engaged, we were like, this is something we'd love.
For
we're like, might as well just, you know,
why not?
We're obviously worried that they'd be like copying us, but I think actually it's like flattering. Like, if someone wanted to do something where we had our wedding, I'd be like,
And isn't it great that people know the venue as well? Yeah. So for a lot of people, you've taken that stress out of, God, how will we get there? They know.
Exactly.
And that's a good portion of the family, I'd imagine.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
And when you were doing, so you looked in Ireland to confirm, like, what was it about going abroad that was, apart from weather, right?
Yeah.
Because look, you know, it goes without saying, but like, was there something in particular that really drove you to make that decision?
I think it's just like the whole, like, the days around the wedding, I think, are just like, I think we wanted to make a bit of like a week of it or a few days of it rather than just like the one day. I just think, like, when people are abroad, everyone's just like in such a good
mood,
and it's like holiday mode, and like, I don't know, it was just like the vibe.
I think there's a sense, it's even like a partner, you know, when you know, we talked about different ideas for our weddings. And when we spoke about what was really important to us and what we wanted, we just kept arriving to a destination wedding.
Okay.
And it wasn't just for, as you said, the weather or necessarily the cost or one individual factor. There was lots of things to consider.
Yeah.
And even in terms of like the fact I don't drink, so having somewhere that, you know, you can be outdoors, you can have fun in the day leading up to it.
Play golf.
There was a lot more than just, it really made sense for us that we kind of thought, look, it won't suit everyone and we'll have to cut back numbers wise and we'll make certain sacrifices.
Yeah.
But ultimately, this is the wedding.
This is the vibe you want.
Exactly.
And have you had any kind of, not resistance? I don't think anybody ever resists that, but what's been the reception when you told everybody that it's going to be abroad?
I think everyone was like excited about it.
It as a holiday.
And like, a lot of people have made it like a week, you know, a week's holiday, which is really nice. Like, I know there's probably like a bit of debate at the minute, I think, of like having an abroad wedding. Like, people are saying, like, is it selfish or whatever? But like, we wouldn't mind if someone wasn't able to come or like couldn't afford it or whatever.
Absolutely.
Never hold that against someone.
Yeah,
so, like,
I think if you're going in with that mindset, then it's fair game.
Yeah,
you're never the wedding you want and you're spending so much money on it.
And we made that really clear with everyone, regardless of whether they're friends or family, close or distant. We have acknowledged that it's a, you know, somewhat of a burden or that there's an extra challenge. So
we've made
that accommodation. We've given people an out. You know, we've been really forthcoming with it. And the reality is, it doesn't suit everyone. It doesn't suit everyone to go to Irish weddings, you know, in the same way. So I think once you're really transparent about what you intend to do, or you know, what your plan is.
Give plenty of time.
Exactly, yeah.
Absolutely.
In advance. Yeah. Like, yeah, I think we sent out our invites in September. Like,
yeah, just get ahead of it.
Yeah, yeah,
really early. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have a planner there on the ground. Mm-hmm. So like, I presume that just takes so much stress.
Totally. Absolutely. Like, we wouldn't have a clue where to start in Portugal. You know, we wouldn't really like have any contacts or anything. And she just take, like, because we're not over there meeting people, like, she's kind of that person for us.
Yeah.
Nessa, she's the best. So she, I've literally, like, we have a WhatsApp group and I'm like, I think I'd like something like this kind of chair. And she's, and the next day she'd like, she's right, here's the quote. Yeah. Like, here,
oh,
you know.
Oh my God.
So that's just so nice. Just
it's
like,
so good to be able to like, come up with ideas and someone runs with it.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Because it just lets you be creative and like, you know, you can throw out mad ideas to her and she's like, that will work, that won't work. She kind of like brings you back down to earth a little bit.
Yeah, like, Nessa's currently listening to this going, this pair, if I get another picture of a chair.
I've asked her, I want like floating disco balls above the dance floor.
Love that.
Or outside. So what we're going to hang them off, who knows?
So she's like, getting in a crane or a cherry picker or something at this point.
No, she'll figure it out. She'll make it work.
No pressure, Nessa.
No.
So you've got that bit sorted. Yeah. So I presume at Nessa then you're able to book your band, your photographer, or is there other things that you do yourself?
There was a few things that I suppose like I knew I wanted. Like I knew I wanted a certain makeup artist, Ruth Kerrigan. She's amazing.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing,
like even before we got engaged, I was like, whenever I get married, like I love Ruth to do my makeup. So like I know Ruth personally as well. So there was certain things that I was able to kind of reach out myself for and I didn't need to like bother Nessa for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, but she's definitely done like the majority, but like some things, and I actually enjoy, you know, with a little bit of planning.
Yeah, you like
myself
to have a little bit yourself as well. Yeah.
So I didn't mind having to do a few bits myself. Like, I love it. I'm like making like Canva presentations all the time. Like,
all flat out. And so what's now booked? What have you got now in terms of the fully formed day?
Yeah.
Where are you at?
Pretty much everything. Photographer was actually the first thing we booked.
Yeah.
And again.
And is that a Portuguese photographer or is there somebody coming over from Ireland?
She lives in the Algarve, but she's from the UK.
Oh,
Louise Golding is her name.
Okay.
She, again, I'm like, so whenever I decide something, I'm like, I have to do this.
Headset, yeah.
So before we decided anything else, I knew I wanted her as a photographer. And we kind of booked the venue on a certain date and our photographer that we wanted wasn't available on that date. So we actually just changed the wedding a day altogether.
Yeah. Well, those are the things. What's absolutely important. Yeah. It has to be. That's how you want to capture it.
Exactly.
And are you going to go with content creator?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I because of like my job and everything, like I'm very
you
much
see the
online.
Value in it. Yeah.
And I really do. And I just think it's so nice to have like videos on your phone that you can just like whip up every now and again.
Yeah.
We're actually not doing a videographer.
Okay.
So we have photographer, content creator, and another thing that we're kind of doing that I think is becoming popular is camcorders.
Yes.
So we're going to buy like
vintage camcorders.
Yeah.
And let everybody capture the footage.
Exactly.
And then,
like,
that's a great idea.
I'd be happy to edit that. You know, like I don't need, because I actually love editing, you know. So I'll take all that content and make our own little video out of it.
That's so special.
Yeah,
really nice. Yeah. And the guests will have awful fun with that.
Exactly. Yeah, and like, I kind of prefer,
I'd say just put a time cap on it though. Because you know, there's only going to be a certain type of footage that comes through after a certain hour.
11 o'clock, they're gone.
Don't need to see any of that.
Yeah, exactly.
But obviously it saves a lot of money and I kind of prefer the sort of candid vibe anyway, rather than like a really produced
That's gonna be
video,
fabulous.
You know? So I think it'll be really cute.
That will be really, really cute. That's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, isn't it?
Really
nice?
Good.
I've seen a lot of people doing it recently.
And like, are there any other little things that you're going to do yourself that you can talk about?
Is there?
I think we have made a decision. Maybe I can't share this, but sure I will. In the days leading up to it, because we're out and we'll have a bit of time ourselves, I think we're going to just take a night together to do our vows with just one another.
Yeah.
I hope I can share that.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, just because I think there, obviously it will be.
So will that be the legal one, or are you doing legal here?
We're doing legal in Dublin. In Dublin.
You kind of have to.
Yeah.
Get two weddings.
Exactly, yeah.
It's a great day. Absolutely. Milk it, guys. Milk it up.
But I think, I'm actually really looking forward to, like, we'll go out for a bit of dinner. and kind of take some time, probably go to the beach or something, and have that moment together.
Just the two of us.
Obviously, weddings are amazing, but they are very hectic. Yeah, and like 100 miles an hour.
I couldn't tell you what our vows were.
Of course.
Couldn't. I was just, you're just so, whereas actually, you're so right to have that little moment. Yeah. And we have witnesses for that, just yourself.
It'll just be us. And like, there's a few reasons why we thought it was a good idea. I don't like speaking in front of people. I get really nervous, like when people are looking at me. So that, number one, it'll maybe take away a bit of the nerves because I've already said the things, you know, I've already like read them to him and he's already heard it. So that will hopefully take away a bit of nerves. And then also everything, every part of a wedding involves loads of other people always.
Yes.
So it's kind of nice just to like carve out a little moment where it's just us two.
Yeah.
And just have that.
You're so right.
Yeah.
Because when you really do think about it, you lose the just the two of you. Like the amount of times, like when I'm talking to couples, I'm like, make sure now you mark up a little bit of time for yourselves. Yeah. Whereas you're actually, the most important part is the commitment to each other.
Exactly.
And
you're
sharing that, and you can be honest as well, can't you? Because you know, you're filtering down versions when you're in front of those people.
Because you'd be like, I'm mortified.
I know. That's gorgeous. Yeah. I love that. I love how you've, I just love the little touches you've put in. They're just really personal.
Just to bring it back to us, because I think it's kind of, as you said, it's kind of like easy to forget that it's actually about like the couple at the end of the day, and you can make it kind of trying to please everyone. And
100%. So what's now outstanding?
Stationery. That's a pretty hard one.
Okay.
No, I'm just like, I feel like it resets the tone.
It's the first impression.
Yeah,
it's really the first thing that someone's going to get to understand. What sort of tone is this wedding going to be? What's it going to be like? What's the vibe? So
the colors and you know, do I want like kind of a vintagey font? Like, obviously, you don't. I don't think you really think makes.
Well, in your day-to-day work, you're like font. We've aversions to certain fonts.
Yeah, it's key. So we're working. I'm working on those at the minute. So I feel better about them now. We're going in a good direction. Mm-hmm. Other than that.
Flowers will get done.
Flowers, yes.
Yeah.
But I know, again, we know like...
You're
know
in safe hands with Nessa. And
yes.
So you don't have to go searching loads of...
Exactly.
She'll have it sorted for you.
We actually have, do you know Flower Pop Heather?
Oh.
Yeah, she's doing them for us.
She just won an award at the Wedding Suppliers Awards Tuesday.
Oh my gosh.
She's amazing.
She's so good.
Yeah. Amazing.
And her and Nessa are like really good friends as well.
Fantastic.
So I kind of love that. Like, it's just like makes
so they'll be brought over to Portugal, or is she going over to do it?
She's going to go over and source the flowers over there. Yeah. So yeah, she'll be fab.
Very
so
nice. Cute fancy pants wedding. Oh my God.
It's hilarious.
It's amazing.
The big one we haven't, or the big one that's still outstanding, and I think it's probably, you know, a good one to note for people who are considering destination weddings, is our day two. So we have decided to not work with Ness on our day two, just because we thought to ourselves...
Well, it's less formal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just book somewhere and...
Away you go.
That's what you
exactly.
Yeah.
The problem is, though, I think you do probably have to realise, just culturally, people maybe in, you know, or people in Europe are a little more lax. They may not be as responsive or attentive as Irish people.
Yeah.
So
it's something that you just need to develop a real patience around. They will absolutely deliver and they're fantastic.
Yeah.
But just trying to maybe like pay a deposit, get an agreed contract, you know, like
it's all very much mignon.
They're like, come on, it's fine. And
it's so funny. Yeah. You could ask them like 10 questions in an email and they'll answer one.
One liner.
Yeah.
Stop. I know.
Like, yes, that's booked. I'm like, okay, but what's the deposit?
No, but it's great that they're that way. But I think when it's your wedding and you're trying to keep everything really structured and planned, even the more casual affairs, it can be frustrating.
Yeah.
So you just need to give yourself a lot of time for anything
of
like that when you're dealing with the locals. You know, they live at a slower pace in some ways.
Not like our high octane.
Go.
No, two years in advance. Yeah. Like,
well, but it's kind of good when you think about it to slow you down a little
bit. Absolutely.
Yeah,
which you'll need on day two.
Yeah.
You know, because that's really the day that you guys get to relax.
Exactly.
You know, because you are, you know, mingling for most of the day. And then day two, it's like gone...
But that's, I think, for day two, something we're doing like a little bit differently is I want to start it late in the day. Like, I don't want like an early day two. I think like 6 or 7 o'clock, genuinely.
Perfect.
Like,
and give people the time to
drinks,
get up and get together.
Yeah. Exactly. It's nice to have a break from everybody for a little while, you know, let people wake up whenever they want, recover from the hangover for a little while.
Absolutely.
Maybe we might do like a sea swim or something, you know, tell people, let's meet at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, jump in the sea, go home, get ready. Keep it really
relaxed. Chill. And actually, when I think about it, every abroad wedding I've been to has just felt like it's so like, I remember there was a wedding we were at in Italy And like right up to an hour before the wedding, people were bombing it into the pool and just having playing volleyball in the pool. And they're like, oh, I suppose we better go get dressed. It was just such a lovely. It was like we all lived in a little village for that weekend.
You're just
it
in
was
your own little fabulous. Bubble.
Yeah. And like everybody sitting outside their little cottages. And I was just I have amazing. To say, it's one of the nicest weddings I've ever been to. So you're going to have such a lovely time.
I know, we're so amazing. Excited.
But now you mentioned guests there.
Mm-hmm.
Now. I understand that you'd a very, very specific way of deciding who was coming to the wedding. And I'm there for it. Yeah. Loved it. Talk us through the logic.
Okay.
And of course, tell us about how you actually went viral with this spreadsheet. Spreadsheet king and queen.
Yes.
Well, I walked into his office one day and he was there like, I've come up with this amazing thing. And I was like, what? So whenever he does something kind of weird like that, I'm like, I'm just going to film you and just like see what happens. Mm. And he was talking me through this whole spreadsheet that he made for our guest list to like, you know, try and narrow down the numbers or rank people. And it sounds so cruel.
B team and at a push C team.
Yeah. Oh, it went to F, I think.
But people didn't know, but I tell you, like, people do it, they just don't speak about it because God forbid. But that's the reality.
Your money you have to spend. So
the way I saw it, and we did kind of gamify it a bit with the scoring system, like being so explicit, which like it's a bit of fun.
I love the fact that there's a scoring system.
Oh, it's wild, right?
It's so bad.
But the reality is, and why we actually did it that way was we wanted to see within groups, like how many people we could essentially afford to bring initially. Yeah, like if you're over on your numbers, it's great to know how many of your people might be like friends plus ones, because then, you know, like not that they're not as important.
No, but you can
you don't
make
have
a good informed decision to say we're not doing plus
together
ones.
Or like,
100%.
So I think that's where it originated from.
Okay.
Obviously, you know, the way we kind of brought it to a like really structured scoring system, it is a bit of fun. Like,
yeah, of course.
You're not going to like say, oh, you're an F, so you're not coming. But I actually do think it's a helpful tool if you're struggling to see, say you're 20 to 30 people over at the number you want to hit. Well, actually, why don't you have a look at maybe cousins plus ones or extended family plus ones? Because then you can see, well, look, if we haven't seen you in the last 5 years and we're only maybe extending this invite as a formality, it gives you the ability to have an honest conversation. Yeah,
this isn't an emotional invite.
Exactly.
This is a practical invite to tick X boxes.
Yeah.
Can you talk me through then your scoring criteria of like what makes the list?
Totally.
Because like Choopy did a podcast and she said the only people that got invited to her wedding were people she knew she could call at 5 o'clock in the morning if her leg was falling off.
Love that.
Simple criteria, to the point, done.
Love it.
Talk us through yours.
Like that, is it?
Well, no, ours is relatively simple in terms of it's the necessity of inviting, because there are some people who, you know, it would maybe cause rifts within friends or family if you don't invite them. The likelihood of them coming, because again, there are some people you can invite, but if you know they're not going to come, that's a great little invite.
Yeah,
like,
fantastic. They're not going abroad.
Exactly. Yeah. They're not going abroad. And then we basically gave a score out of 10 for who Kate would like to be there or how important it was for them to be there and how important it was for me, you know, to be there.
Okay.
So again, it might be a plus one of a longtime friend of Kate. If I haven't met them, naturally my score would be lower.
Okay.
Exactly. But it's not about... but it's not about saying, you know, I don't care about that person coming. It's more so like, this is the depth of relationship I have with them.
Yeah.
And I think that's even to Chupi's point, like that will give you a fantastic insight as to like, you might feel a, you know, necessity to invite them or maybe, you know, your mom or dad are putting you under pressure.
Mm.
But like, actually, what is the nature of the relationship here? So it was both simple and unnecessarily complicated.
But I love that though, because the reality is it's not a black and white decision.
No, not
there's
at all.
Layers to it. 100%. And these are conversations that people actually have, but they've never put it really down on paper in the same way. Whereas you were able to, with your knowledge, build this big macro thing, which is phenomenal. But you've shared that with other couples, so other couples can get this.
So when I posted the TikTok, I think in 3 days it had like 8 million views or something. It just completely blew up.
Yeah.
And there were so many comments of people being like, can you send me the template? Where can I buy this? Like, we obviously never, that's not why I put it up. You know, we never even thought to do that. So I was like, people are interested. Like, let's just see what happens. If we make like a little bit of money off it, it'd be lovely.
Yeah.
And we set up the Etsy at first, and yeah. Etsy actually shut us down because we were getting some, like, it was
really?
So
it was just so viral. Yeah. It was just really hitting it.
Yes, okay. They were like, they shut us down. So then we set up a Shopify website instead, and it's been running ever since. And
slowly every week people are coming back to it and going, I need that.
Yeah.
So like all the money that we've gotten from it, we've put towards the wedding, which has been great. You know, it just makes things so much easier. It's just kind of like,
but it is off. it's such a great story, isn't it?
Yeah.
To know that you've had this thing that was like coming from a real problem that lots of people have, and now it's power funding your wedding.
I know.
Win.
And I think I do think deciding who to invite to your wedding is probably one of the most complicated steps in it, because you're not just considering who, you know, you get on with personally. Yeah. Because again, like, you would want to invite everyone if that was the case.
Yeah.
You need to try and strike a balance between, you know, like, who is it viable to bring?
Yeah.
And also, who do you want to be there? Because there's so many different factors to consider.
And there's knock-on effects.
There is.
Because you take that person out or you bring that person in. Then what about those three people there?
It gets so complicated.
And like, I had I remember my husband when, you know, he'd go out on nights out, and then all of a sudden there'd be these people invited every week. And I'm like, no.
His brother.
Stop.
The amount of arguments we have had of him being like, I'm just going to invite the postman or something.
As an example.
But I'm like, okay. Like,
what are your views on parents wanting to bring people? Has that ranked into your spreadsheet?
Yes, it was a challenge for me. And I'm really happy with who we've invited.
Yeah.
But I do think you need to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah.
Everyone who I have invited as friends of, you know, kind of family who aren't, I don't have a direct relationship with, have had like a relevant role in my life.
Yeah.
There are some people who aren't and who I've said no to.
But they're important maybe to your parents.
My mom is the best woman in the world. She would have had 30 people at the wedding. She could have.
Yeah.
But that's, again, she wants to have a party with her friends celebrating me. It's no indictment on her.
Yeah.
She has a lot of friends. She's a social person. But the reality is, like,
it might not be as relevant to you.
Or even more importantly to Kate. Like, I'm not necessarily willing to have two full tables of people who Kate will only be meeting for the first time.
I just had the whole thing of at the church, I really don't want to be meeting somebody for the first time.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
It just feels wrong.
I didn't mind one or two, you know, where possible, but I get you. I do. I understand. Yeah. It's a hard balance though, isn't it? Because you don't like letting people down.
Totally. And I think there's a difference between probably a plus one of someone who's really important to you. Because, you know, you may not always meet a friend or family member's partner, but like, if it's a couple who exclusively you have no immediate relationship with, then it's kind of hard.
It is hard. Yeah, it is. Have you found you've had to do anything else in terms of drawing the line in terms of interference? And I know you were saying earlier, you're telling everybody what's going on. Like, do you find you're getting a lot of outside kind of advice?
Like, my parents are, I'm an only child. So
okay,
they are so, and I love it. And I love how into it they are. But like, you do get the kind of unwarranted or unsolicited opinions
a little bit. Yeah.
Of course, they're your parents and they care.
And as well, it's a different generation of weddings. Yeah. Because like, if you go back even 10 years ago, I would say people were still very much in the formula. Like, you wouldn't have heard people going off and doing their vows.
Mm. Yeah.
You wouldn't have heard people going off and doing this. And you wouldn't be going. That's why so many more are going abroad, is because the script has been flipped.
Yeah, you can
so it is harder for parents to go, oh, because that's not what they
would have
grew
done.
Up in.
Exactly. Like, my dad's so funny, because obviously we have to have our legal wedding in Ireland.
Of course.
And to him, because that's the legal and that's the paper signing, he's like, this is the real wedding, you know, like, this is the main one. And he's like, and to us, it's like, it's literally just,
it's the admin.
To us. Like, obviously we'll go out for dinner and we'll make it a nice day, but the Portugal wedding is our wedding. Do you know, we're not even going to do rings or anything at the legal day, because we just want to do that once.
Yeah.
And in Portugal. But he's just funny. He's just like, he's so into the Dublin wedding. There's like a huge wedding.
This thing is going on over here that you're shipping
he's
over.
He's like, that's just a party. It's fine.
Yeah.
What has been the most stressful part, do you think, so far?
Oh, maybe things like, I suppose for me, it's like the day two, because I wanted things to be booked and kind of signed off early so I can just relax. like things that are still outstanding, and because like they might be taking a while to get back, I'm like, I just every day that goes by, I'm like, still haven't got a day two book. Still haven't
it's
got
still sitting there on a list. You can't cross it off.
Yeah, totally. So I just want everything to be like signed off. Whereas I think you're a bit more relaxed, where you're like, it'll happen, it'll be fine, everything will work out.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't really have that attitude as much. I'm like, no, it needs to be done now. Yeah, so I think I struggle with like the impatience a little bit.
Yeah.
That's probably the most stressful part for me.
I think the stress comes in waves, because you go through, and or my experience has been anyway, you go through a series of like actioning three or four things at a time.
Gotcha.
So we're probably in the final stage now of this like last wave.
You've no big decisions to make.
Yeah. Which is the smaller ones are the hardest.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
But you also find yourself kind of thinking, oh God, I'm 4 months out and I haven't done these five things. But actually, the reality is you've taken those last five things up to 80%.
Yeah.
Just because they don't feel done yet, you think, oh, nothing's done.
Yeah.
So you just need to really be patient with yourself. And I think if you try and just enjoy the process as much as possible, like working with Nessa, going over to Portugal, like we have made this as enjoyable and as fun an experience as possible.
Yeah.
You could do everything from, you know, behind a laptop, but like get out there and enjoy it. Go visit venues, go like have nice lunches, and like make each part of the process special.
Yeah. And you're so right. And it's all about the experience. But I do have to credit both of you, because a lot of the time when I'm talking to people about their wedding, the guy tends to take a serious backseat, but you're very 50-50 from what I can read. You're a real great partnership that, you know, it could have been very stressful if it was all on you or 100%. All on you. And whereas you've a lovely balance between the two of you, don't
like
you?
Like what you planning. Do for me is, because I get really stressed and like go down a spiral of like nothing's done, everything's falling apart. Whereas he like brings me back.
Mm.
I think we kind of balance each other out in that way. Yeah. But then also I'm like, come on, have you emailed that day two place?
Yeah. So and you need that, don't you?
Yeah.
Because like if it was left to me, I'd be just rocking up somewhere.
Yeah, you'd be like, any chance,
exactly, the grand.
100 people can go to here.
Yeah. This pub arriving in and they're like, what's this coming towards us? This avalanche of Irish people descending on. Now look, obviously with your brand, sustainability is at the core.
Mm.
So from your wedding perspective, was there anything that you, when you were thinking about it, that you were making decisions around, like sustainability? And because obviously that's so ingrained into the two of you, was there anything there?
I think one thing we've spoken about is having a minimalist approach to like any fluff or excess. And the reason being, now it's easy for us to do because hoping, you know, or assuming the weather goes our way, we'll be in an outdoor venue in a vineyard in the Algarve. So like we're
already, you're not using up the big consumption of energy.
But,
and
I think even table settings, flowers, everything, they will be enough to like be beautiful and be the way we want it.
Yeah.
But we don't need to go over the top. Like,
So reducing the waste.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a big one.
Keeping things simple.
I've really struggled with seeing other weddings on social media and being like, oh, well, they did this and they had a live painter and a lot, and like they had photo booth and all this. I'm like, well, maybe should I be doing that or should we, you know? But I think that's just me getting wrapped up in like the pressures of social media, and like we don't need all these extra things.
I know, but as well, a lot of those people aren't in Portugal.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's your thing. Yeah, that's the dice you've rolled. This is it. You don't need to inject a load of stuff into it. It's made for you, you know?
Yeah.
And when it comes to those, so how many months out are we now?
Four
months. Yes.
Wow. It's like really getting
116
close.
Days. I have a little.
Oh, yeah. I knew you would. walking spreadsheet.
Yeah, there you go.
So what advice would you give? Because you're like, you've really come through quite a lot. You've fiddly bits left.
Yeah.
Let's call a spade a spade. It's if you're in a luxury of it's stationary now that you're kind of like, that's brilliant.
Exactly.
So like, what advice would you have for other couples now that you've gone through quite the big sea swim of so much information and decision fatigue and all of that?
Yeah.
I know you're not over the line yet.
Yeah.
But like, what would you say to couples who are a few months out from where you're sitting now?
The two things I would think of would be proactive, because I do think when you can make a decision as like having the power of multiple suppliers or opportunities or vendors, it just makes your decision easier, because you're not doing it from a disadvantaged standpoint.
Yeah.
But then also the second thing I think is, once you make your decision, move on from it. I think the only times we've maybe faced stress or doubt or worry has been when we start to double guess or second guess ourselves. if someone else's opinion comes in after and we go, oh no, what do we think?
Yeah.
It's your wedding. Go with what you think is right.
Yeah.
And then just move on with it. Mm. Like, just be okay with your decision, because honestly, you've made that decision for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there is a lot of opinions and there's a lot of static. I know.
And it can really take the joy out of it, can't it? Like, you've come up with this idea which you think is brilliant. So imagine you said to me about, oh, the camcorders. I'm like, are you sure?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh my God, I'd be like looking up videographers.
Like, God, maybe we shouldn't. Like, it's so, I hate the way people do that, because it really does, like, you know, you're so excited about the things that you creatively can control. Yeah. And then other people's input just sucks the life out of you.
And they don't realize how much it can affect you as well. Like,
and it is a high pressure environment. It's a high stakes, high pressure year. Mm-hmm. And it's very consuming. And it's kind of like, God, what did we talk about before? Yeah. There was a wedding. Oh, like, you know,
what am I going to do when it's all over? What am I going to think about?
You're going to book a holiday and you're going to book loads of holidays and mini moons. Yes. And you're going to have all of these other projects to be doing.
Of course.
You know,
100%. But yeah, just on what you were saying, I think trust your gut is like the biggest thing. Because as I said, there's so much outside noise. Social media can be like the worst place when you're planning a wedding.
Yeah.
Because you're even like, you know, my dress, I see like a dress that's completely opposite to mine. I'm like, but like, everybody seems to love that one. That's really trendy at the minute. Should I have done that?
Oh, no.
But then, you just have to remember that you chose that for a reason and like how you felt when you were booking that.
I've heard from a few that they've said, actually, once they've booked certain things, they start unfollowing things. That's so then really they're not getting the second guessing, because they've made their decision. Good. They loved it in the moment. So nothing else should come in.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
You know, so
it's the explorer page, though. You can't.
I know, that algorithm. I know you need to start looking at like other content and start getting other stuff in on you.
Oh, 100%.
I know, it's amazing. Well, look, I'm wishing both of you the very best of luck. I can't wait to see it all come together from afar.
Hopefully,
I'll be there zooming in on all of the little, the details and everything. And thank you so much. And you can get the spreadsheet over. I think it's linked on both your profiles, isn't it?
Yes, don'tgiveasheet.com. Obviously his idea.
The branding is on point. Don't give a sheet.com.
Yeah.
Loving your work. Guys, thanks so much for your time.
So much.